I mentioned earlier that we're awaiting the arrival of the Tasmanian Miss Rodeo Fundraiser of Australia. Her name is Lauren Burke. She's looking resplendent in her rodeo bling. Good morning to you, Lauren.
Good morning.
What exactly is, in your eyes, the honour of being Miss Rodeo Fundraiser of Australia?
Just having the opportunity to go away to the Gold Coast and compete with girls from around Australia.
How do you compete?
Well, you have a week and you do horsemanship and personality competitions, and they all tally the scores together to get the final winner.
Rightio, what's your personality profile?
I like to think I'm pretty bubbly and funny.
Very good. And the fundraising side of things, how does that work?
Well, we all had to fundraise money to be able to enter, and I was the one that raised the most funds out of the girls. So all the money goes to pay for everything for the quest, and all like the prizes, like my prize to come over to here. And then they donate funds to, like, the fire relief or make a wish.
Oh, wonderful stuff. And so how did you go about your fundraising?
Well, I had a lot of help from my family and friends. And I did two fundraising nights and I sold Freddo frogs. But mostly the support from the community. Like, I got just cash donations from different clubs, like the Lions clubs and the different rodeo committees.
Now, I'm going to ask a question that's off limits, but I have to do it. How much did you raise?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say how much I raised. Against the rule.
Is it more than a million?
No.
Oh, got something out of it. Is it more than 10,000?
I can't say.
How many zeros does it have?
Don't know.
All right, I'll stop there. I assume it was a significant total. Why is it a secret?
Oh, we're just not allowed to share. It's just sort of because none of the other entrants know how much all the other entrants raised as well, so only the people that organise it know.
Where'd you get your clothes? It's a beautiful outfit.
Well, I make all my shirts, so I pick up real bright fabrics and bling them all up. And the America, because they're white boots. Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. And you'll be riding in the rodeo too?
Yeah, I'm competing in the barrel race on Joe Kestel's horse, and I'm also doing grand entry, so I'll be carrying the flag during the Australian anthem.
Wonderful. Join Lauren Burke, Miss Rodeo Fundraiser of Australia, along with 216 other competitors, I believe.
Yeah.
That's this Saturday night in Wagen. Thanks for coming along for a chat.
Thank you.
ABC South Coast and Great Southern at 17 minutes past 7, broadcasting from the 41st Wagen Woolarama. But right now, time to meet some of the successors who are taking the baton for the running of the Wagen Woolarama. They are the younger crew. They are very well presented, very well represented on the Wagen Woolarama committee. I shall introduce them now. Firstly is Mandy Harrington. Good morning to you, Mandy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Xavier White.
Good morning, Andrew.
And Sally Thompson.
Hi.
Now, Sally, your role, explain your role, because you just seem to do quite a bit.
Oh, well, I haven't done that much this year, which has been quite nice. I just organise the entertainment, so when people get to the grounds, there's a little bit of colour and fun around to entertain them.
And what's the top of the bill this Woolarama?
Well, Andrew, it depends who you are and what you're into. There's a little bit of something for everyone, really. So whether it's little kids that need to spend a bit of energy, we've got an opera singer, and
really?
I think he's pretty hot.
But where'd you find a hot opera singer to come to Wagen?
Oh, well, I guess the good thing about Woolarama, it's got a pretty big profile. So just throughout the year, there's a whole bunch of kind of expressions of interest that we get, and I get the beautiful job of kind of filtering it.
The upcoming president.
Completely mistaken.
Xavier White, who's the head steward here at the Sheepdog Trials. This is Murray Gell's last year. I believe he's looking for a successor. Are you a serious chance?
No, I think he's got to look a bit further. There's a few more in the barrel before they scrape the bottom and find me.
Your name is mentioned, though. It's destiny, surely.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, Andrew.
And what drives your passion to help out so much? Because you must put in huge hours.
Oh, we put in a few, but we've grown up coming here, and we love coming here, and it's just something that you grow up and it's a big ideal show, and you just want to contribute when you're able, when you grow up and are able to do so, I suppose.